You're on Daf, Membeis Amid Aleph, the second Taisvis. We had in the Mishnah, the Talfis of Anekev, says, Nukuvis Habeshit, Nikev Krum Shalmoyach, Nikva Hakeva. And then it says, Nikiv Halev Lebeis Chaloloi. When it speaks about the Nekev of the Lev, there it says, Lebeis Chaloloi, that the Nekev punctured the walls of the Lev and went into the chambers of the Lev. So that by the Tosfos, why by the Nekev of the Lev it has to say how far the Nekev went. By all the other Nekevim it doesn't mention how far the Nekev went. So Tosfos says, Bishal Nikuvi Leitzach Lemisni Lebeis Chaloli. To say that it went through and through was a Nekev Mefulish. Shehein Dakin, because the area that is punctured was a thin area. Upshite shein nekev choshu behem klal im leinikev lebeis chaloloi. So that is poshet. If the whole area that we are puncturing is a thin area, so if it did not go through, that isn't called a nekev. Shein nekev choshu behem klal im leinikev lebeis chaloloi. So there we can figure out that if it's called a nekev, it means that it went through and through, because the whole thing that we are puncturing is a davar dak. Aval leiv shehu av, but the walls of the heart are thick. Salke daita, so there it have a havamine. She'im nikev ba'imek, if there was a hole that went into the wall, and it's a deep hole, but it did not puncture completely the wall of the lathe. So I would think, salkadaitach she'im nikev ba'imek, who's a deep hole, shu'u choshev nekev, that this is called a nekev, because this is already a deep hole. So therefore, by the lathe, the Taneira tell us that it's only called a nekev if it punctured completely the walls of the lathe. Now Taisvis continues to explain the Mishnah. Now we have, by other Ivorim, it says, Nikev, Nikev Krum Shalmoyach, Nikev Halev, Nite la kovet. When it comes to the kovet, there it says, if it's possible, if it, the kovet was removed, the liver was removed. So what'll be the din by the lathe? What if the lathe was removed? So Taisvis says, v'nitel ha'lathe, if the lathe was removed, v'horeya, or the lungs were removed, or v'hadakim, the intestines were removed, lo'yitzarech lemisnik, that it was not necessary for the Tana to tell us that this is treif. The bechlal nikuvimu. That means if the Tana tells us, the Tana informs us that a nekev in these evorim are matrif the behemoth. So from this halacha, I can figure out if a nekev in the evor is matrif the behemoth. So if the whole Eva was taken out, the Tzicha will be Matrif the Behemet. So that means if the Tana told us that a Nekev is Matrif, I could figure out from the Tana that Nitel will Tzicha be Matrif. So Taisvi says, the Af al Gav, the Betchul, Oma Begmorem, the Nitel Kosher, the Nikev Treife. So Taisus says, I see this formula is not a nice kahalt in the formula. That by the trail, by the spleen, the aloche is that a nekev passels, is matrif, And nitol does not, is not matref. B'chol hani nekuvim detone pshita d'cholshkein nitol. So we have to understand pshat and Tosfos Teretz. What is Tosfos telling us? I saw an emes liyakev from the Rashiva Zechayin Lebrocha. He wants to say pshat and Tosfos as follows. That Tosfos is telling us what we can derive from the Lashon of the Tana. The Tana told us that Nikev is Matrev. So from this Lashon, I can derive that Nitol is Bechlal Nekuvim. That means if there is a hole in the Haver, it is Treif, Nitol is about to give us Treif. So when the Tana tells us Nikev, who are then Nitol? Lemaise Nitol at Nikev Hatchul, the Tana never spoke about it. There's no Mishnah about it. The Gemara will speak about it. But the Tana never told us Nikev Hatchul is straight. So Memele, so there, in Fakert Bedavke, because if the Tana would have told it to us, I would say Koshke Nitol, and Nitol is Takenatrev. Now, Tosfos speaks about Nikev Hamore, which the Mishnah does speak about, Nikva Hamore, if the gallbladder has a Nekev in it, so the Mishnah says it's treif. Now Tosfos gave us guidelines that if Nikev is treif, is Koshke Nitol. So it should be also treif. Memesin there's a machlekes rishonim by Nitol Hamore. So now Tosfos is going to explain this. So Tosfos says as follows. V'nikva Hamore, if the Tana told us that Nikva Hamore is treif, is nami nire de koshkein Nitol de treife. Forget that. If what the Tana tells us Nikev is koshkein Nitol. Fine. Which other Rishonim hold that Nitol Hamore is kosher, but Tosfos says no. According to the guidelines that Tosfos have given us, Nikev Koshkein Nitol. But now Tosfos has a problem. Imikomakim Nitla HaKovid Plinishtair Hemena Klum Itzterech. Now let us understand the difficulty that Tosfos is encountering. The Mora is attached to the covet. The gallbladder is attached to the covet. So Memelev, so Tosfos has a big problem. If you'll tell me that Nitol Hamora is treif, so we have a big problem in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Nitol HaKoved, if the Koved was B'lein Ishtayich Hemenu Klum, nothing is left over, so then the halacha is that it's the Behem is kosher. If something is left over, so it's, if nothing is left over, it's treif. If something is left over, it's kosher. So Taisa the Kasha, if you'll say that Nitol Hamor is treif, and when you take away the Kovid, automatically you take away the Mora. So I have a Kasha on the Mishnah. How could the Mishnah say that if it's Nishtayer Mimenu Koshu, the Behem is not treif? Let it be treif als Nitol Hamor. So L'chayra we see from this that Nitol Hamor is kosher. Not the way Taisa has said. So Tosfos answers, it's not a kasha. Imikol mokem nitla hakoved v'nishtayer hemenu klum itzterich, that is a new talfis of nitla hakoved, the efshelio is the nitl kol hakoved, v'loy hamor, it's possible to take away the kovet, and the mor, v'loy hamor, now how does one do this? Shenitel kol b'sar hakoved, v'nishar hamoro tevuko begidei hakoved b'hasimpoinis. That means that the moro is attached to the kovet with gidim. That means there's the b'sar hakoved, And then there are gidim which attach the mogah to the kovei. So Tosfos is saying, so memela, it's possible to take away the whole kovei, and then it's treifa al tznita la kovei, and the mogah is still there. Because you took away the psara kovei, which means nita la kovei, and you did not take away the gidea kovei, or the simponis, which are attached to the kovei. So memela, you could still have the mogah, and the whole talfus is only because of nitala kovet, if you took away the whole kovet. So I saw Nemes Liakiv, he brings down, so we see from Tosfos, the Maisa, another Chiddush. That what it says in the Mishnah, nitala kovet v'li nishtayre menu klum, then it's treif. But if something is nishtayre, it's not treif. The nishtayer has to be the psar hakovet. The gidei hakovet and the simpainus hakovet, that doesn't go into kovet. The Mishnah is speaking about the psar hakovet, and that we have guidelines. If the whole kovet was nittel, so it's treif. If it's left over something, it's not treif. The gidim that come out from the kovet, that's not kovet, that's gidei hakovet. So memela shayach to have nitel hakovet, and the mora is still attached to the behemah, to the gidim. V'hadis na, Tosfos has a new problem. Gabi v'elu ksheires, nikev alev, there's a nekev in the lev, v'loi lebeis chalole. The nekev is not deep enough, it did not puncture to enter the chambers of the life. So lechayre, so I didn't need a Mishnah. That's what it says in the first Mishnah. The Mishnah says it's only treif when nikev halev lebeis chaloli. So pashteitzach, if it's not lebeis chaloli, it's not treif. So why do I need the second Mishnah? So chloima de mahochela v'sheminam. From our Mishnah, I would not be able to figure out that the talfus is only when it reaches the chambers of the lake. Tavamina, I would think, who had in samach lebeis chaloli? If it's samach lebeis chaloli, the soifoi linokev ad beis hachalo. That I would think that what it says in our Mishnah, lebeis chaloli, does not nikev aleiv lebeis chaloli, means that it's samach to the beis chaloli. But not that it really entered the chalal aleiv. And I would think that this is treif because the seifoi li nokev ad beis chalo. That's what I would think. Nikev aleiv li beis chalo. That means it's close to the beis chalo. And it is possible because eventually the nekev will puncture the beis chalo. But it is treif now. So that's why we need the second Mishnah that says that Ve'eluk Sheiris Nikev Halev V'loy Lebeis Chaloli. So from that Mishnah I see that it is only treif if Itake punctured the Doifnei Halev and it entered the Chalal Halev. Now, another Kasha. It says in that Mishnah Ve'eluk Sheiris Nikva hagageres ksheira. If there's a nekev in the kone, so it's kosher. Now, Tosfos also has a problem with that. It says that in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says, Eilu treifes bebeime, nikuvas haveshit, upsukes hagageres. So in our Mishnah it says clearly that the veshit becomes, the beheime becomes nitraf if there's a nekev in the veshit. And the kone is only, the behemah becomes nitraf if the gageres was nifsak, if it was cut. Reiv of the gageres was cut. So why does the Mishnah later have to tell us, ve'eluk sheiris, this is kosher, nikva gageres? It says in our Mishnah already, so it's repetitious. So Tosfos answers, aine mishum deboy le Mishnah, that nikva tak is repetitious. It wants to say that And nizdika hagageres is kosher. Now nizdika hagageres is that is differentiated. It's also split. Niz psukas hagageres means it's split in the reichet. Nizdika hagageres means it's split in the reichet. So since the Tana wanted to tell us, and this talk I don't know from our Mishnah, there's a difference if it's split in the reichet or the reichet. So therefore, the Tana really wanted to tell us over there, Nizdika hagageres, it's kosher. So he mentions also, Nikev hagageres. But that tak is tak in miyuta. But the Iket Tzorich of the Mishnah is Nizdika hagageres. V'nishbara hashedra, not Tosfos is mentioning cases of that Mishnah, which l'chayre seem to be repetitious. There it says, Nishbara hashedra, if the shedra broke, but the chut shedra, the spinal cord, did not break, is not cut, so there it says it's kosher. So Lachay Taisvi said, sure, because in our Mishnah it says, Nishbar Hashedra v'nifsek achut shelo. Our Mishnah says the only trait talfus is if there was nifsek achut shelo. So why do I need that Mishnah to tell us that if it was not nifsek, that it's kosher? I can figure this out from our Mishnah. So Taisa says, itzrich, de'ima hoch avamina oiho oiho. I could understand pshat Nishbar Hashedra is one talfus. Oy nifsek achut shelo is another talfus. So that's why I need the second Mishnah to tell us that even though it was Nifsek HaShedra, it was Lo Nifsek HaChut, it is kosher. Inami Havamine, the boy Talti, or maybe from our Mishnah, I would think that you need both in order to be Matrit. Nishbar HaShedra, but Nifsek HaChut Shalom. So therefore that Mishnah comes to tell us, even though it was Nishbar HaShedra, if it's lo nifsek achut shelo, it is kosher. Kamash melon de bechut tali milse. The ikir is tali in the chut. Only the chut. Now, Taisa says another kasha. This means if our Mishnah would mean both, so then that Mishnah is miyuta. So Kochoch, that Mishnah is coming to tell us that the Iker Tafus is only from the Psikir Sachut. Now, Taisa says now another Kasha. In the Mishnah further, when it speaks the Eluk Sheiris, it says, Nita Lakovit, V'nishtayir Emeno Kezayis. So it seems Netilas HaKovet is only kosher if a Kezayis is left over. In our Mishnah it says, Nitel HaKovet, V'lei Nishtayr Hemenu Klum Estreif, Aises HaMashu is kosher. So some say it's a stira between the two Mishnahis. So Taisva says, Poruch B'Gmora Reisha L'Seif. This is a good kasha, and the Gemara asks this kasha. Now we had Hareya Shenikva Oisha Chosra. So Taisus brings down Meforish Pigmore, what's Oisha Chosra Mibifnim. The Nekev is a Nekev Mibachutz. If the Krum of the Reya became Nekev, in Chosra is a Chosor Mibifnim. Lamandi Yom a Chosor Mibifnim Loish Me Chosor Meforish Nikva Lerabonon. And a nekim and the krum passes according to Rabbana. Aishachosla l'rabshimet. The Omer at Shetinokim lebeis asimpoines. But chesaron kol shum oidem. By chesaron, a chesaron mi bachutz, Rabshimet is also moide that it's matter of the behemah by the rei. If there was a chesaron in the nekim mi bachutz from the rei, you don't need ad lebeis asimpoines. The Rusas Hanets, now the Mishnah brings down by Oifis that that if a nates, we said that's a sparrow hawk, that was doiris, an oifadak, so there's a talfis. So l'chayr ha'taisha is a problem. This does not belong in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about behemoth. Eilu treifes bebehemoth. So memele. So why does it speak about drusas hanets by oifes? So taisus gabi treifes oifu shayich lemistei. Ale mishum Rab Yehuda tonne lehoch. That means Rab Yehuda had said by a behemoth. There's a difference what behemoth was nidras. He said by Adrusas Azeif is matre by Adake, and by behemoth Gassi is Adrusas Ari. So now, so Rabbi Yehuda was megalot to us that the larger the animal hanidras, you have to be deiruset from a bigger chaya. That means for a behemoth Adake, Drusas Azeiv is matrev. Abaheim Agasa, Drusas Ari is matrev. So Memele, so since we said that there are chilukim in the Dova Anidras, what the Deiris has to be, so already we mentioned by Oifas, there's also chilukim. Drusas Anates is by Oifadak. Drusas Ageis is by Oifagas. Now, the next Taisvis, I saw the Sabrocha Bizdan from the Medani Yontef, that he makes a few Greisen in Taisvis. Then we'll appreciate what Taisvis is saying. Drusas Hageis. We see on the side of the Mishnah, it says, by us it says Drusas Hagas, and the Oroch is Geiris Drusas Hageis, which is a type of a hawk. Drusas Hageis Gorsine, Betesefta, Uba Oruch, Erech Geis. She's also Geiris Geis. Techen Yosat Apayet Beslichis Techeles Yisrael. Beslichis Techeles Yisrael, I saw in Yisabrocha Bin Zam, on the side it says, we say this, Yem Sheini Shalaser Shemei Tshuvib, Techeles Yisrael, Lamaisa the Sfardim say it Yom Chamishi Shalaser Shemei Tshuva. There's a Slichis that starts Techeles Yisrael. And in the Slichis it says as follows. Medres Hageis V'Neitz Afroichem Krutzim. So the Geis and Neitz are going on the Umis Ha'ilom. They are Deiris. They claw Efroichim, which is going on Klal Yisrael. Efroichim Krutzim, and the Krutzim, they become Nerag through the Medres of the Geis and the Nates. So there the Paiten is speaking about the Umis Ha'ilom and that they are Deiris Klal Yisrael. So Kaponim we see the Paiten also says Medres Hageis. That's what it says in the Slichis. So now we are speaking about the Talfis of Drusa, when a behemoth claw or a chaya or a knife claws another knife or a behemoth, there is a Talfis of Drusa. So what is the Talfis? V'taima loy mishum de seife linokif. Now other Rishonim learn pshat that the psul of drusa is that since an oris comes out, a poison comes out from the claws of the deiris, this poison will eventually make a nekev in the evorim that a nekev passes. So the psul of drusa is because we have already a potential nekev. It will become a nekev in the behemah nidres. So Taisvi says that's not true. The taima loy mishum de seife li nokev. Not the psul of drusa is because the oros, the poison, will eventually make a nekev. Dim kein, bechlau nekubehi. If the psul is out nekev, so we said already, nikev kum shamayich, nikev alei, we said already is a psul nekev. If the druse is only a echetimtze to make a nekev, so it's not a new treife, it's that treife, but it came with the nekev, came through a druse. Umei hai taime, and because of this reasoning, that means if the it will eventually become a nekev, that's not called a new treife. Umei taime loitoni b'masnisin damye l'diuse v'damye l'bisra. There, this is speaking about the reya, if the lung has a shinei mare, it's black, like dioi, or it's red, like raw meat. So this is also a talfis. Now the reason why this is treif is because if it has these maras at the simen, eventually they'll become a nekev in the reya. And our Mishnah did not mention it because the Mishnah said nekev reya is kosher. It's treif, I mean. So we know this then. So that is why it is not necessary to mention Damila Yusuf, Damila Bisra, because the whole psul over there is because a nekev will come about. There's a koyach ha-sayref. It doesn't make a nekev, but it's sayref, and that brings about the misa of the behemah nidras. Zok the Gemara. Omar Rab Shimon ben Lokish. Remez letreife min ha-teire minay. Where do we can find a remez in the teire that a treife is also? So the Gemara says, minayin? You need a remez to tell us that treife is also? It is enough in the posik. Uboso baso de treife lo yisei chelo. Enough in the posik. The one is not permitted to eat besar treife, a boso from an animal that was nitraf. The Gemara says, you're right, 100% right. El remez, letreifo sheina chayo min ha-teira minayim. This is what the Gemara is asking. Where do you can give me a remez that a treife does not live? That this is one of the characteristics of a treife, that it doesn't live. Diktoni seife, and how do we know that this is one of the characteristics? Because it says in the seife of our Mishnah Zeha Klau, Kol shein kamoya chayo treifa. The Mishnah says, any animal, that if it would have this talfis, it would not be able to live, that's called a treifa. Michalal, the treifa ain't a chayo. So we see from this a treifa does not live. Minolon, how do we know this? So that's the shaila that Rav Shimon, that's what Rav Shimon Lokish wants to be mevayel. From our Mishnah tells us a klal in treifes, kol she'ein kamoya chayo, if it is not capable, it has this lakuso, this machlo, this chesoron, it will not live, that is called a treife. So we see this is one of the characteristics of a treife. So Rish Lakish says, how do you know that a treife has this characteristic, that a treife does not live? That's what Reish Lakish is coming to tell us. The chsiv, because it says in the posik, v'zois achaya asher techeilu. Chaya echel she'ena chaya leisechel. So Reish Lakish learned achaya means to tell us, Krivei Rashi says, zois chaya, the one that lives, Teichelu. So it means this is a drash of Reish Lakish. The Pasuk is telling us, one that will live, that is not destined to die in Yud Beis Chodesh, that you're permitted to eat. Zeis Achaya Teichelu. Achaya, one that will live, you're permitted to eat. Chaya Achel, but an animal that is not capable of living, you're not allowed to eat. So this is the Makir of the Tan of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah told us the characteristics of Treifa is Kol She'ein Kamoya Chayos Treifa. The Makir is this Pasik. Because the Pasik says, a behemoth that can live, you're allowed to eat. Which means it's going on not a Treifa. One that can't live, that's a Treifa. Because of Treifas, you're not allowed to eat. So we see this this characteristic from the pasuk, frekt de gemara. Frekt de gemara, le man da oma a treifa chaya. There's a tana that holds, that a treifa chaya, that a treifa can live. Minola. So how does he know that it can be a treifa and it can live? So Agavuche, the Taisus HaRosh explains, the gemara is very interesting. The first, Rish Lakish had to bring a raya from a posig that a treifa can't live. That means, if a treifa can live, there's no problem. He had to bring a raya that a treifa can't live. Fine. Now the Gemara asks, is a tana that holds a treifa can live. So, he also has to bring a raya from a posig. But Kalfai's toys that only the one that said that a treifa can't live, he had to bring a raya. If you hold a treifa can live, some, we don't to bring a raya, make it, that's poshut. So the Tais HaRosh says, but after he brought the poshut, that's from the Gemara's Kashub. Now he brought a poshut. He said that what Zois Chaya, a behemoth that lives you can eat. And that's how the poshut is describing a behemoth that's not a treifa, but a treifa can't live. So I see now I have a poshut that a treifa can't live. So the Tana that holds that a treifa can live, so what does, how does he know this? The Pashta, the Krov Aistois, that only a behemoth that can live, you're allowed to eat. And a treifa, you're not eating because it can't live. So, Minole, so the Gemara answers, Nafkalei Mizois Achaya Asher Teichlo. Zois Achaya Echel, Chaya Cheres Leiseichel. Fakert, he was Medaik from the Zois. There are two types of behemoths that will live. There's one behemoth that will live that you're allowed to eat. There's another behemoth that will live and you're not allowed to eat. And that's a treifa. So fakert, in this posik we see punkt fakert. From this posik, from the zois achaya, we see the fakert that there's a certain behemoth that lives, you're allowed to eat. But there's another behemoth that lives, you're not allowed to eat. So we see from this posik that a treifa is chaya and you're not allowed to eat it. V'idach. Zeis chaya chel, chaya chel slay seichel, mikal de treifa chay. V'idach. So the Gemara says, I bezei it shver on the Tana of our Mishnah. The Tana of our Mishnah says that a treifa can live. The Pashtis of the Pasuk would seem to be telling us a treifa can live, like we would die. This one that lives you're allowed to eat, another one that lives you're not allowed to eat. So the Gemara says, no, Pshat in the Pasuk is, the Zeus is coming to tell us something else. Mi boile, the Zeus is coming to tell us, look, the Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Zeus Achaya Shetoichlu. Malameid Shetofes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikol min o min beherolei lemoishe. Amalei zeis echel bezeis leiteich. So, fakert, so now the Gemara is saying the vizeis, that you want to be medayik, vizeis hachaya, this live behime, you can eat, and there's another behime that will live, and you can't eat. No, no, no. Zeis hachaya means that Rabbeinu Shalom was taifis, each mean, and he was Herel el Moshe, Bamalai Zeis Achil, Vezeis Leisech. So, Memele, so there's no Kasha from the Zeis. In fact, I need the Vezeis to tell us this Limut. Shatavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mikol Min Ami. Frek the Gemara, Ve'idach Nami, Miboyle El Zatonet Ve'Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, I Bezoi, it was exactly right. So the Vezeis I need, not to tell me that there's two types of live behemoths that will live. One you're allowed to eat and one you're not allowed to eat. But in Emerson, a treifach haye verkehrt. The Vizois is coming to tell us a different limud in Gansen. Tofes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol min v'min v'erloi l'moshe. So the Gemara says, Einach Hanami. Yitak ani the Vizois v'tonet v'Rabbi Shmuel. Ala treifach haye min olay, afkelei me'idach tonet v'Rabbi Shmuel. That, what he holds, that is a treife that also lives, we learn that from a different limud again. The Tanavei Rabbi Shmuel, Bein Achaya HaNecheles, or Bein Achaya Asher Loisei Ochel. So the Pasuk seems to be saying there are two behemoths that will live. There's Achaya HaNecheles, it's going to live, and you'll have to eat it. And then there's a behemoth that's going to live, Asher Loisei Ochel. So if a Kelser from this Pasuk he derives that a treife is chaya, but you're not allowed to eat it. Let us see Rashi. Uboso basod treife. Rashi v'afal gav yofine minei ba'alme from boso basod. What's the boso basod coming to tell us? We learn now b'sar kochim sheyotza chutz mimchitzosay. B'sar kochim that went out of the mechitza. I mean, that's basoda. Basoda means it went out of the bounds. So the b'chlal the pasuk isn't talking about treifa. Basa basoda lo yisaychela means yotzachutz mechitzosai. Bikomokim treifa mash me treifa mamish. But it says treifa also. Treifa is going on treifa. El minay le treifa shen treifa lichyes. Afrushim as nisa. Diktoni ko shen kamo yechaya treifa. Alma treifa ein achaya. Zois achaya kribei zois chaya. This one lives. Amandi yom atreif achaya lekama bepirken. Omru loi vole harbe miskai mois shtayim vesholei shonim. So there's no such klal that a teifa ain't a chaya. So the Gemara says, zois achaya zois miyutahi. Vohi mashme zois stab behemois Shehein Chayes Ochel. So it's a meat. Stam behemoths which live, you're allowed to eat. Chaya Cheres can go in Trefa, and Afo Bishi Chaya, Loiseicha. So the Gemara says, no, we need the Rezois to tell us the different halacha of Tanan v'Rabbi Shmuel. So the Gemara says, you learn that from a different pasuk. Let us see Taisvis. Zois achayim alamed shetofas akadosh baruch hu kol min umin v'hera lemoishe. Fek Taisvis v'hod alei choshev lei bakoy mitzchaba. Gemara says in Menaches gabi shloishe dvorim sheniskashe moishe. Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulties in understanding three things. Menoira, Rosh Chodesh, Ushchotze. And therefore it says Ze by each one. As Rabbeinu Shalom showed him what it is. So Taisa says Akasha. So why doesn't it bring down a fourth thing? Zay Sachaye, Malamit Shetobes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kominim Ibn V'Hera L'Moshe. So it was a fourth thing he didn't understand. So let us see, there's a Hagon, the Shittik Mikabet says, the Taisa Rosh says this, and Taisa Menoche says this. Let us see, Oish Yodalet. It says in Shittik Mikabet says, Ushrotzen, that's the three things in Iskasha Moshe. The Leichoshev, Ela Heiched Achsiv Zeh, Avolhoch Achsiv Zeis. So it would seem from Taisvis, I think Zeh is more mashme that Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand it, and Zeh is showing what it is. So the Loshon Zeh is applicable by Niskashe Moshe. Here it says Zeis, so it's not similar to Zeh. That's why it doesn't, but that's why the Gemara Menaches does not mention this memory. So the chilek is between Zeis and Zeh. Zeh is Moira Niskashe Moshe. And by all these three things, it says, Achaydish Hazel Lachem. By the Mnei, it also says the Loshen Zeh. By Shchotzim, it says Zeh. So, Memele, so, Shalom Al Yisrael, the Gemal Nacha is speaking about Zeh, and we're speaking about Zeitz. So now, Taisus got stuck. Polechosh, Ibnam Yodama, Bemedrish, Kimin Madbeye, Eish, Erekadish Polchu, Lemoyshe, Dersiv Zeyidnu. So now, Taisus says, Akasha, if the criteria is Zeh or Zeitz, by Bastus HaShekel, it says Zeh. Why didn't the Gemara Menachos mention Machzis Hashek? So Taisvi says, Shema Lechoshiv Elamidi Diniskashe. The Gemara is only mentioning in Yonim that Moshe Rabbeinu did not understand how it looks. Avolhani, Afal Pishero, even though the Rabbeinu Shalom showed him a Matbeye, Matveya Eish, Linus Kasha Behem, not Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem to understand what a Machzis HaShekel is. Ela Shetom Aladoba Mayuchal Odom Litain Koifel Nafshay. He had a different problem. What can a person do to be Mechaper on his Nefesh? That he didn't understand. Mechaper on Nafshay Seichem. A Machzis HaShekel can be Mechaper? So he showed them Matbeya Shalesh. It seems through the Machzis HaShekel that Klal Yisrael gives, they create, or it's called in it, a Matbeya Shalesh, which Eish, which is B'koyach Lechap. Aber Kaponim, the Gemara Menachos only mentioned in Yonim, which Moshe Rabbeinu did not comprehend, the Mahus HaDobo. So that's why it doesn't mention shekel. A machzis HaShekel. And the same thing, but not there was a problem of comprehending, of understanding it. So that's why the Gemara Menachos does not mention other things, Zaysachaya, or by machzis HaShekel, because it only mentions the thing which Moshe was not capable of comprehending. Now, we have here a baraisa of Tana d'Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana, let us again start the lashon of the baraisa, four lines from the bottom. The Tana d'Rabbi Shmuel, bein achaya necheles, v'chein achaya shalei seichel. So Tana d'Rabbi Shmuel said, there is a chaya necheles, is a behemoth that's going to live, you're permitted to eat. Or bein achaya, there's a behemoth that's going to live, a shalei seichel, not permitted to eat. Eilo shmoine esrei treifesh shenemru l'moyshe misinai. So b'emesin, the b'ha'achaya sheine necheles means an animal which will live, but it's treife. And there are 18 treifes. So b'emesin, the Mishnah also says 18 treifes, but the Mishnah doesn't say a minyan. Tonet v'ere b'shmur said a minyan. Like the Gemara, Vesu Leke, there's only 18 treifes. Voika Baskar Veshev Shmeitza. Now Baskar is like a Roshi Tevis, the four different types of treifes, which are marumes in Baskar. And Veshev Shmeitza are seven more cases of treifes. Let us see Rashi. Shmoina esrei treifes, lav mikro kam mishtami. This we don't know from the posik. Alalach alamayshe misinayin that there are 18 treifes. Vesulek al shmoina also. So the Gemara asks like this. Bishloime le tana didot. The tana of our Mishneh. We have no problems. But the Gemara says that there's besides the 18, there's Baskar and Shev Shmeitzer. So we have 11 more treifes. Baskar is 4, and then there's the Shev Shmeitzer 7. So the Gemara says, Bishloim Litane Didon, according to Atane, that didn't say a minion, Ditane Tone. So the treifes he learned, he mentioned 18 treifes. Udishaya, the treifes, which he did not mention. Osyib is a klal. It says a klal, koshe nechaya. So kol shen kamayu ein echayim. So memele the Tana in the Tana of our Mishnah could be is telling us about all the taifas. He mentioned 18, and he was man, and he told us there's more. Zehaklal, there's more than 18. Memele in the Tana of our Mishnah, there's no problems. That's what Rashi says. Be shleim aletana di don. Af agav dloy tona ela yudches. He only mentioned 18 treifes. Become akim leitona minyone. He didn't say a minion. Vikala meima, the tana tona. Those he mentioned. Or the loy tona, and those that he didn't mention, osye bezeh a klal. Al koponim, he gave us a klal that there are more treifes. So meila, I have no problem with Baskar and Shev Shmeitzer. Elo letano, let's go back to the Gemara. Elo letano, the way Rabbi Shmuel. Doma yudches treifes visulek, but the Tana, the way Rabbi Shmuel said there are only 18 treifes. That's it. Voike, this Baskar. Now the Gemara is going to ask Baskar. There are four cases. What is Baskar? So the first case is, Behema shenechtechu ragleho min arkuva lamailo. Treifa. And if the regal of the behema was cut off min arkuva lamailo treifa. Let us see Rashi. El o letana berebi shmoel, the tana minyan. He said, he mentioned the minyan, kashe. Vike bazgar simenu. Umishna ubereisehein, behemo shenechtechu ragleho, beperik behema mekashe. That's the base. Behemo shenechtechu ragleho. We'll see soon what this means. Now, samach means kamo chesorim beshedre. We'll learn soon. That is, if there's a chesorin in the chuyas ha-shedre, it is treife. So, there's a machlikas b'shami b'silu, kamach chesorin b'shedre b'hilis. That's the samach. Glude, if the behemo was skinned, b'pirkin, b'chein, charuso. Charuso is the reish, mistome, paskar. B'shev shmaitse, Sheva treife shemona meroim leinishle b'mishne ein hoye mekabol emirab. So we have now 11 more treifes. Now, so what is the first treife? Baskar beis behema shenechtechu ragleho. So Rashi says hachreinim kori raglaim. A behema is 4 feet. Hagleh does not mean all 4 feet. The back feet, the hind feet, these are called raglaim. V'shelefonim kori yadayim. The front feet are called yadayim. So, shenechtechu raglaim means the back feet were cut off. Now, arkuve shenechtechu raglaim min arkuve ulamayla. So Rashi says, where's the arkuve? So Rashi explains as follows. Arkuve, yeidu, mokem chibo hashoik v'hayerech. This is the place that the chibo of the shoik and the yerech, that is called min arkuve lamaylo. That means from the shoik, after the shoik, the akuva is after the shoik, where the shoik and yerech combine. So after the area from the shoik, so that's called min akuva lamaylo. Now Rashi says, mokim chibor ha-shoik fa-yerech shemefalken oiso mishom bishas avshotem. Now, the Mephoshim is Kakash and the Seif of Rashi. The Mokim, Rashi says, the places where they break this off before they start skinning the behemoth. Now, there are 3 Perokim in the regel abahime, there's the yerech all the way on top, there's the shaykh underneath it, and then underneath the shaykh there's another perik. And when you want to be mafshit the behema, you break off from the first perik, shouldn't be attached to the shaykh. So Rashi seems to be saying that's called the akuva. Rashi in the beginning said akuva is for where the shaykh and the yerech are attached. So the achayim speak about this Rashi. There are two akuvas, but the shaila what Rashi means, the taka two akuvas. But the shaykh and yerech, Rashi taught off of the shaykh and the yerech, that's the akuva yoyna. So, and then Rashi goes, the mokim that you're the falcon moisha bishas avshote, that's the akuva tachtoyna. That's a problem. They speak about this. Anyway, al koponim. So we have Akasha, Baskar. So the first tefis is Behema Shenechtechu Ragleo Minal Kuva Lamailo Treifa. So we have a problem. Why didn't Tonad Ver Bishmoy learn this tefis? So the Gemara says Sabala Kerab Shimon Ben Alosa Doma Yecheilohi Likoveis V'lichyais. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that if it was nechtechu agla min akuva lamayla, if you'll take a, let's say, a burning metal and you put it to the area that was cut off, that's still attached to the behemoth, it could heal. The behemoth could live. So memele, so the ton of Rav Shmuel holds it's not a treifa. You're asking that there's a Tana that holds it is a treife. Tana Rishma holds like a Shimon ben Elazar, so that it's not a treife. It can't be healed with this process of lichvois. You can burn it and it'll get healed. Frekta Gemara, I don't understand. Leman Koma. We're asking Akashe on Tana Rishma Bishma. Tana Rishma said a minion of 18 treifes. We asked Akashe, there's more than 18, so you say, that's not treif because it can heal. Tanad Rabbi Shmuel personally holds that a treif is chaya and still called a treif. So what are you telling me? He didn't mention it because it can heal. Tanad Rabbi Shmuel holds that treif can live and it's still called a treif. That's the Gemara's kash. The man comma the Tanad Rabbi Shmuel. So, what is if he holds, like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, that it can live, so it can live, fine, but it's still a treife. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon Elazar, the Amak Sheri. That means, there's a beraisa that Rav Shimon Elazar said two things. Number one, he said, a mekuva lamailo is kosher, period. It's not a treife. Then Rav Shimon the Elazar gave a reason. Why isn't it a treifa? Because Yachal Lichavis Velichyes. So in Tanavei Rabbi Shmuel disagrees with the reasoning of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, but the Allah of Rav Shimon ben Elazar he agrees with. Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said that, Nechtecha aglam in akuva lamailo is kosher. So on that, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel holds like that, but not because of his reason. Let us see Rashi. Rav Shimon ben Elazar v'tesevtek tani lahochi. Rav Shimon ben Elazar machsher. Neshechayla lichaveis v'lichyais, because it can heal itself if you burn it. V'hochi no katzeifa demilsa. Here we have on the Sefer of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The reason. So not Katashta Rav Shimon ben Elazar Marsha. So the Gemara seemed to answer, it's not treife because it can get healed. So the Gemara asks, Pochinen, Avagab de Choyle le Kovis Velich Yiskashi, da fila hoch ikal amayma, da treife le Polig Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon does not say that it's not treife. The man come a swinen, a tonen ver bishmol, the tonen minyone, the iu treife chayes virale. The Koma Ben Achaya Shalei Soichal, that there is a behemoth that will live, you're not allowed to eat it. The Korelei Litreif Achaya. So what's the teretz? You're telling me he holds like Rav Shimon ben Elozo. Rav Shimon ben Elozo can hold that Nechta Chamin Akuva Lamaila can live, but that does not make it that it's not Treifa. Yeah. So the Gemara, yeah. The Lahachi Porik, this is the teretz. So Rav Shimon Damak Sheiri. That's the teretz. The more brought down the Sefer, which was not the real teretz. The teretz is from the Reisha, that Rav Shimon Elozo holds that it's kosher, it's not treif. Kedetani Hosam Rav Shimon Ben Elozo Machsher. So that's some Amele. So the first kasha of Basgar, Behemish and Echtaku Ragler, the Gemara answered, Tanim Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's not treifa. So that's why he didn't, there's only 18 treifas. This is not a treifa. Now the Gemara go to the second treifa, the treifa Basgar, which is the lotion of the Samach of Chesor. The Ike Chesorim Beshedrim. This Nan Chesorim Beshedrim. Now this Mishnah is speaking about, we have a loche, an etzem kesoiro of a mace, is metame b'mago b'mase, and not b'oil. By an oil, you need a complete shedre, or a binyan. So the Mishnah says, but a complete shedre is metame b'oil. We learned kamoch esorim b'shedra, but how much if this missing from the vertebrae of the shedra, it is not mitamei kamoch esorim b'shedra. Beishtame oimrim shteichuyus, beisim oimrim chuyachas. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, vechein letreifam. So Bekitza, we have a machlokes beshami besilla leinyan tumas oil. Leinyan tumas oil, we need a shedra shleima to be metama boil. If it's less than a shedra shleima, it's not metama boil. What's a shedra shleima? So we have machlokes, he that's missing two chulyas or one chulyas. And Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul says, by talvas also we have the same machlokes. When does it become a treifim if, according to Bishul, it's missing one chuy, according to Bisham, it's missing two chuy. Al Koponim Yevakash and Tonu Rabbi Shmuel, Tonu Rabbi Shmuel said that there's only 18 treifis, there's 19 treifis. And for the Gemara, Hemsis or Beisa Kaisis, the Choshvis Lu Vitarti, Choshvinu Bechode, Apikhode ba'ayil chodim. So the Gemara says that what it says in our Mishnah, Hemsis, there was a Nikiv, Nekiv, the Hemsis of Besakoisis. The Hemsis, the Besakoisis, the second stomach, the Hemsis is the third stomach. These two stomachs are attached together. So our Tane mentioned it as two besondere organs. So Memela, we have two Basundra Treifes, and that given the Besakoises, and that given the Hemses. Tana the Rabbi Shmuel held that this is one Treife. The Hemses of Besakoises, since they're both Mechubi, he reckoned it like one Treife. So therefore we only have 17 Treifes. So the 18th Treife is Take Chesorim. There's missing Achulya and the Shedra. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Tama chesorim b'shedre, shleite tami b'oyo, elo b'maga b'masa kedin etzem kisoyr, dilu shedre shleima v'gogoy le shleima. If you have a complete spine, or a complete skull, or v'roi minyoni v'roi binyoni, avatzomo isnam v'hilis tamitamim b'oyo, So we learned that that there are different chalokim of a mace which are metame ba'oyo. What are the chalokim? The complete shedre, the gogoyle shleim of the skull, the rabinion, of batzomis. V'chein le'treife, the soden, Rabbi Yehuda Mashmul said, treife also has the same guideline. Le'veishamei la'ave treife ba'botzom mishteichol yis, le'veishuye b'chol yachas mitrefe. So the Gemara answered, Choshvinu kechad, Agabi Adodi Somchi, Ochechadomi. So Memele, so there's only 17. So Memele, and so the 18th is Chesoran Beshedre.